Mornings with Black and Abdallah.
Derrick Rose winning his MVP when clearly LeBron James was the best player in the league at the time.
Careful.
But the better story was Derrick Rose.
Yes, it
what
was.
What am I being
yes.
careful about?
I have to walk you to your car.
It's fine. People know. People in the state of Chicago know. It was a better story. So Derrick won the MVP. Well, let's be real. He wasn't the best player in the league at the time, but that story
yes.
and that Bulls team
yes.
had a great season.
Yeah, they did.
And Derrick showed up and hit a lot of game-winning shots. And he played well in big national TV settings.
Mm-hmm.
And in the story of Derrick Rose and that Bulls team with Tom Thibodeau, that was a great story worthy mm-hmm. of the MVP. But LeBron James was in his prime.
Yes.
With the Miami Heat, when that probably was the best we've seen from LeBron.
Black and Abdallah, weekdays noon to 3 on The Fan, Upstate.
State. The reasons why they're absent are very real, and yet the solution is someone present to help them along their path. When site coordinators from communities and schools are on hand, they connect kids to the resources they need. And when they do, 99% of students are present and remain in school throughout the year.
Jacob O, grade 10.
Present.
Communities and Schools works directly with students, helping them overcome obstacles to succeed in school and in life. Learn more at communitiesinschools.org. Being present matters.
Every score, every swing, every sharp take. BetMGM Tonight continues with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle.
Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. Phone number to join the show, 310-840-4910. We are on Perfecto Watch for Paul Skeens, or at least we were. Looks like we might be on no-hitter watch now, though, because in the top of the fifth, there's two outs. The Pirates lead the Rockies 1-0, but there is a base runner on first base for the Colorado Rockies, because after retiring the first 14 batters of the game, Paul Skeens just hit a batter. The Rockies get their first base runner in the top of the fifth on a hit-by-pitch. Wow. And it was Troy Johnston who got drilled. So there you go. He gets hit by a pitch. Paul Skeens, though, still working on a no-no. 4 2/3, no hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts, 1 hit batter. Pirates lead the Rockies 1-0. And then we do have some playoff hockey going on. First period, this game, this series, I mean, goals galore. They really haven't been close games. They've all been blowouts. But game 4 in Montreal, the Canadiens lead the Sabres 2-1. And it's 1 goal apiece with 7:22 left to go in the first period. Matias Samuelsson opened up the scoring 6.5 minutes in. And then Alex Newhook, his 6th goal of the playoffs, evened it up at a goal apiece between the Habs and the Sabres. They got a little 4-on-4 going on right now. But, you know, the winner of each game has won by at least 2 goals. And the last 2 games, the Canadiens won 5-1 and 6-2. So Buffalo trying to answer back and avoid a 3-1 hole. Okay, there's your scoreboard update. Let's get to a little multi-sport, multiple choice. Let's get producer Brandon Combs in here to delegate. Combs, what is going on?
Buffalo got hosed, by the way, in that game. They had a goal that was called back and waved off after review, where it was called in the net. The Montreal's goalie, Dobes, had it in his glove. His glove was so far over the line, and they still overturned it. It's the worst call I've ever seen in my life. It was unbelievably, unbelievably bad. Buffalo got hosed, but and then right after, of course, Montreal ties it up. Go figure.
By the way, I know your understanding of the Czech language might not be great. That's fine. It's Dobish. But if you want to call him Dobes, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I when you play for the Montreal Canadiens, you are what I call you.
Oh, last Canadian team to win a cup, getting that kind of slander? Okay.
Yeah. Keep the cup in America, boys. Keep the cup in America. All right. Multi-sport, multiple choice, boys. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. The Chicago Cubs, who need an arm given the injuries to Justin Steele, Cade Horton, and Matthew Boyd, will deal for who by the trade deadline? Is it A, Sandy Alcantara, B, Freddy Peralta, C, Logan Webb, D, Joe Ryan, E, none of the above, or my favorite answer, F, yes. Brad?
Yeah, all the above, please, and thank you. I'm going to go see Logan Webb. He is exactly what the Chicago Cubs need. It's not been a great start for Webb. He's got a 5-plus ERA right now, but that's uncharacteristic for him. Three straight seasons of 200-plus innings. He's got one of the best sinker balls in all Major League Baseball. Doesn't walk a ton of guys. Doesn't really rack a ton of strikeouts. He just gets dudes out steadily and works six, seven, sometimes eight innings. In a game, he is exactly what the doctor ordered. Hoyer, go get our guy, Logan Webb, now of the San Francisco Giants and hopefully soon of the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, I'm going to go with D, Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota's five games under 500. They have no problem getting rid of Joe Ryan. He's on the cheap, too, right? I think he just came off of arbitration, or you know, he's only getting paid like $6.5 million, and he's going to be a free agent at the end of next year, I believe. So, I mean, look, this guy, that's still a pretty damn solid pitcher, 3.43 ERA. He's healthy. He's made nine starts. He's got a strikeout per inning, a whip of just over one. Feels like a guy that throws a lot of strikes and a guy that can give you some length. That is exactly, well, I mean, he's averaged five innings pitch per start, but still, I mean, that Cubs will take that at this point. So cheap. Losing team in the American League, don't have to give up a ton. That feels like that checks all the boxes there for Jed Hoyer. I'm going to go with Joe Ryan is a Cub by the trade deadline.
I think, look, Logan Webb is the perfect fit for this Cubs team. Logan Webb, look, I know he's not a huge strikeout guy, but Logan Webb is a guy that pitches to contact and he gets a lot of ground balls. And with this Cubs defense, this Cubs infield, he is a perfect fit for the Chicago Cubs. He would be my number one target. Freddie Peralta would be my number two. All right. You're the LA Clippers and currently own the number five overall pick. Who do you spend the selection on, assuming DeBonsa, Peterson, Boozer, and Wilson are off the board? Is it A, Keaton Wagler, B, Darius Acuff, Kingston Fleming, C, D, Mykal Brown, or E, trade down? Pat?
Yeah, I'm going to just go with Keaton Vogler here to get Brad all giddy here. because, look, they do have Darius Garland. He's more of your true point guard. Darius Acuff's a true point guard, and so is Kingston Fleming's. Keaton Vogler can be a point guard. He can also, I feel like, play as the two, and I feel like that would serve the Clipper as well, whereas Garland's going to handle the ball most of the time, but then you give him a guy that can play off the ball and score. I feel like Keaton Vogler checks those boxes. I think it is going to be Keaton Vogler at five to the Clips.
Yeah, amen, brother. It's going to be a Keaton Vogler here. Vogler performed really well in his combine drills today. 25 of 30 off the bounce shots. That's downright ridiculous. A shot the bell of a ball effectively from outside as well. Nearly 6 foot six, had a 36 inch vertical, but by the way, never dunked once in Illinois, but certainly has a hops to do so. He can play a little point. He can play some off guard. Perfect match with Darius Garland. I agree. Keaton Vogler in LAC.
All right, we got breaking news. A big firing in the NBA. We'll get it to you when we come back, and we'll do a little fill in the blank right here on BetMGM tonight.
This is Westwood One Sports.
When the moments in your life are too important to miss, you can trust O'Reilly Auto Parts to keep you and your plans on the road. Our professional parts people can test your vehicle's battery and even give it a charge if needed. In most cases, we can install your new battery for free. It's just one of the many services we provide at O'Reilly Auto Parts to ensure life's best moments don't find you stranded.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring means warmer weather, blooming flowers, and a whole lot of pollen. Don't let your automobile turn into a pollen-mobile. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa for a top-of-the-line wash starting at just $15. In no time, you'll be driving away with that clean car happy feeling and a brilliant shine. Plus, every wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning spray to keep your whole car looking its best. Tidal Wave Auto Spa makes it fast and easy. Find a location near you at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
Upstate. Here's how to get in the game. On your radio at 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg.
Listen on your phone, download the Odyssey app, and search The Fan Upstate.
There's a whole lot more to know about sound if you really want to go into the subject.
Your smart speaker. Just say, play 97 The Fan Upstate. On your HD radio at WFBC HD3.
Oh, there's just one more thing.
And on your computer at
TheFanUpstate.com.